This is KERA News. Texas is joining other states in letting some businesses shut by COVID-19 to reopen to the public, at least partly. Governor Greg Abbott announced Monday his previous stay-at-home order has done its job and will expire on schedule this Thursday. Abbott also laid out a path towards reopening some non-essential businesses. KERA's Brett Jaspers has a rundown and reaction.
The first part of Abbott's reopening starts on Friday.
All retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, and malls can reopen May the 1st.
But it's only a partial reopening.
I am limiting occupancy to no more than 25%.
Also included, libraries and museums, aside from their hands-on exhibits. Other sectors will have to stay closed for at least the next few weeks.
Now, there are some businesses that I want to open, that Texans want open, that the doctors advised were simply not safe enough to open at this particular time. They include barbershops and hair salons, bars and gyms.
Aside from detailing what can literally reopen on Friday, Abbott's office also released a report with protocols for business, things like screening workers for symptoms of COVID-19 and keeping sick employees from returning. But it's not clear if these precautionary measures are mandatory. A phone call and email to the governor's office Monday afternoon weren't answered before deadline. Abbott's announcement was just phase one, and that part sits well with State Representative Chris Turner.
I appreciate the incremental nature of what the governor laid out.
He's chairman of the Texas House Democratic Caucus. While Turner was glad the governor didn't go full bore, he's still concerned about the health of workers and how the state will ramp up testing.
We need a detailed plan to show how we're going to increase testing capacity. I didn't hear it.
Testing is the linchpin of any plan to fight an epidemic because it allows health officials to know where the disease is spreading. A recent study from Harvard suggests to open safely, Texas would need to test about 45,000 people per day. The state is far behind that, and Abbott's goal is 25,000 tests daily.
Getting up to 25,000 tests is something that should occur early on in the May timetable that we're looking at as we work our way through phase one. The additional tests will be coming in part from the massive increase in the amount of tests being provided by the private sector.
Abbott hopes he can announce further openings, phase two, by May 18th, but that rests on whether the virus flares up in the first 2 weeks of May.
So 2 weeks is probably not enough time to gauge that.
Rebecca Fisher is an infectious disease epidemiologist at Texas A&M University. She says the first 2 weeks of May will reflect what's happening right now under current guidelines. COVID-19 symptoms can take 2 weeks to show up. Fisher says a month would give the state a clearer idea of how things were going.
And that would allow individuals who are exposed to develop symptoms report for testing and for those testing results to be completed by the laboratory and reported to a local health department, which in turn would put them as a number in the data that the governor is referencing.
As to whether these steps to reopen the economy will boost, well, the economy, it's an open question. Emily Williams-Knight is CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association.
I feel very good about what the governor released today, and I think it's going to work for restaurants.
And she says it'll give these especially hard-hit businesses the time they need to come back, if they can.
I think in probably another week, we'll be able to give you a good estimate of who we think will definitely open over the next couple of weeks and who may be closed for good.
Abbott stressed businesses are not required to reopen. The order simply allows it. Williams-Knight cautioned restaurant owners, if you're not ready to reopen, don't. I'm Brett Jaspers in Fort Worth.